Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome again to Bible Issues. Today I'd like to discuss a topic, what does it mean to know God? There are a lot of people who are talking about their relationship with God, and they make it sound as if they have an intimate relationship with God, and that somehow puts them in a higher place than everybody else. What does it mean to know God? So I've looked through a bunch of scriptures that talks about knowing God, and what we're going to do today is a Bible study on what it means to know God. I'm going to read Galatians chapter 4 verses 8 and 9. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those things which by nature are not God's. But now, after you've known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? So we're not going to go into the whole context of Galatians 4 because that's a different story. But what I would like to point out is how Paul distinguished between when we did not know God and now after we have known God. Clearly, what Paul is saying to us is that when you are saved, you know God. Knowing God or having the knowledge of God is the exact same thing as being saved, being in Christ, or knowing Christ. It is the exact same thing. So, I'm not saying that that's the full extent of our knowledge of God, of knowing God, but that is the beginning. When you come to Christ, you come to a state where you now know God. Because in order to come to Christ, God must draw you. He must put the desire in your heart. So already, there is some kind of interaction going on. So those who are not in Christ, they are the ones who don't know God. Whereas we who are in Christ, we are the ones who know God, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Now, after we come to know God, this is what happens. And I'm reading Colossians 1:10. Paul is saying that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So now there is something called increasing in the knowledge of God, where you get to know God more, where you develop a deeper relationship with God. And how do you know? You will walk worthy of the Lord. You will be fully pleasing to Him. You will be fruitful in every good work. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." And let me read also 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. "Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God." And again, we are seeing scriptures that talk about having that deeper knowledge of God beyond salvation. So when you're saved, you come to a state where you now know God. It's like your first introduction to God. You're meeting God for the first time through Christ. You now know God. But now, after you're saved, it is possible to develop that deeper relationship with God, that deeper knowledge of God. And how do you know you're on the right track and you're actually knowing God more? You will be fruitful in every good work. Colossians 1:10. You will love one another, for love is of God. And if you don't have that love for one another, you don't know God. You are deceiving yourselves. The Bible is very clear on that. How do we test? How do we gauge whether or not we are increasing in the knowledge of God. So there are essentially three things that will happen as your relationship with God grows. And these three things help us to gauge whether we're moving forward, whether we're moving backward, or whether we never moved in the first place. That is, you will be fruitful in every good work. You will love one another, just as Christ loved. And you will want to be righteous. You will live in righteousness and above sin. So those are three ways to gauge whether we are deepening our relationship with God, whether we are growing in the knowledge of God or not. So the question is, how do you get from point A to point B? How do you get from the first introduction, after you've heard about Christ and you've come to Christ, you've given your life to Him, you've met God, you've been introduced, how do you get from there to having a deeper relationship with God? And I'm going to read a few verses from Philippians chapter 3, starting from verse 7. Paul is saying again, "But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish or dung, that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death." That is the key to knowing God. That is the key to developing a relationship with God. It comes through that process called self-denial. Verse 10 says, "That I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death." You cannot separate the two. You cannot know God in His power without knowing Him in His death. You cannot know God in His glory without sharing in the fellowship of His sufferings. The key to growing in our relationship with God is having self die, dying daily. John said, "I must decrease and He must increase." Jesus said, "Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow." The key to building that knowledge of God, building that relationship with God, is having yourself die, because your flesh, yourself, is an enemy of God. It does not want the same things that God does. And in order for your relationship with God to grow, flesh must die. Flesh must be crucified. Your old man must be continually and daily nailed to the cross. It is when you learn that self-denial, then you will learn what it is to have a deeper relationship with God. If you've ever experienced having to lose something, maybe lose someone, or you're going through some kind of tragedy, it is in those times you feel closer to God than ever before. And there are a number of reasons for that. When we go through bad times, there is something called a consolation of Christ that is stronger on you than at other times. But also, when we go through difficult times, our dreams, our ambitions take the back seat. And that is when God rises. All of our selfish ambitions, all of our desires, all of what we want, all of that gets suppressed and it dies. And that is when your relationship with God really takes off. It is important to spend time with God, but time in and of itself is not going to grow a relationship with you. Because you could become enemies with somebody over time. Time in itself doesn't do anything. It is what you do in that time. It is important to pray. But a lot of prayers by themselves don't really do anything. Because the Pharisees prayed. And a lot of their prayers, Jesus said, were just vain repetitions. They were meaningless to God. He gave a parable of a Pharisee and a publican. And the Pharisee went to pray, and he prayed like this: "Lord, I thank You that I am not like them. I am not like these other people, these peasants. I thank you, Lord, that I am up here and everybody else is down there. And that's how he prayed. He prayed with pride. It was all about self. He was just glorifying himself. Have you ever heard people talking about how much God revealed to them and they make themselves sound so good, like, you know, they're so spiritual? Whereas in reality, when you really get a revelation from God, that'll keep you humble. When Paul got a revelation from God, he was taken up into the third heaven. He saw things that he couldn't even utter, that he wasn't even permitted to speak about. He came back and God said, okay, I'm going to give you a thorn in the flesh so that you wouldn't be puffed up. All of these people who boasting about how close they are with God, how they walk with God and how they hear from God, tell me, when they get their big revelations, do they get a thorn in the flesh? Isn't that a sure sign that that revelation from God, that revelation they got, is not from God? But we will talk about that in the next session. But for now, I want to focus on what it means to know God. The Pharisees prayed with pride. It was all about self. Self was high, so God said, you do what you want. I'm going to take a back seat. And when yourself is ready to die, then I will come and I will rise. But the publican said, he beat his chest and he said, Lord, I am not worthy. I am not worthy, Lord. I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. And that's how he prayed. And Jesus said, which of those prayers do you think God heard? Spending time in prayer in and of itself, time doesn't do anything. It is what you do during that time. When you pray, do you humble yourself before God? That is the key. Humbling yourself, bringing yourself low. Self must die so that God will increase. I must decrease so God will increase. And that is the key to knowing God. That is the key to having that relationship with God. Prayer by itself doesn't build your relationship with God. It's what you do in your prayer. Do you humble yourself before God or do you exalt yourself? Pride goes before a fall and God resists the proud. So if yourself is high, God is just going to take a back seat and say, no, you do your own thing. The key to knowing God is to die to self. Philippians 3, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Remember our book, Small Devil, Big God, by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady, is available in selected bookstores. It's available in Mohammed's, Charon's, Christian Education Center in Trinity City Mall, and for those of you in South, in the Debe Penal region, we also have it in Ariel's and Aiden's Gift Place in Lal's Mall in Debe. Feel free to check it out. Small Devil, Big God. Just ask for it by name if you don't see it in shelves. You will recognize it by the big lion on the front cover representing the big God that we serve. Small Devil, Big God. And I promise that that book will be a tremendous blessing to you.
All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness.
to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.